I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm animated. I'm alive. My heart's big. It's got hot blood going through it fast. I like to fight, too. I got a life force. This is a human. This is what we look like. This is what we act like. This is what I am. I'm a throwback. I'm here.
Warning, the Slayer has entered the facility.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere. I'm a human, and I'm coming. They launch major wars. They drink blood. Just look at them. We're going to kick their ass. Time to stand up to these people. Take the gloves off and tell them, I see you, demon. I see you. What the? What frickin' dimension is this little creature from? You look at that guy, he's a ravenous demon.
These are people that had gay sex hundreds of times in coffins, begging for spiritual entities to possess them.
Fully engaged with pure Satanism.
I'm literally, folks, I've been at the highest levels of Hollywood, okay?
You're looking at a frickin' little green man, folks. And they hate our frickin' guts.
Your cell phone, your wallet, your time, your ideas, no barcode, no party, no ID, no beers, your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears, no SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here, your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your pills, your grass, your tits, your ass, your laughs, your balls, we want,
we want your soul.
Your house, your life, your cash, your house, your phone, we want your soul, your house, your home, your life, your cash, your house, your phone, we want your soul. Tell us your habits, your fads, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos, your home. Here, take credit, take insurance, take a loan. Get a job, get a pension, get a haircut, get a suit. Play in the lottery, play football, play the field, or some toot. We'll show you dreams, we'll show you food, we'll buy you dreams, we'll pay your book. We'll sell you crap, we'll charge you debt. Wanna buy big guns,
we
we'll want them cash.
Your soul, your
emotions, your love, your dreams, your checkbook, your essence, your sweat, your screams, your security, your sobriety, your innocence, your society, yourself, your place, your distance, your space.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here, watch this. Shut up. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
Thank you. Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 164. Hopefully there's a lot less sick happening this time, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. I don't plan these things in advance. I don't know. No promises. And let me tell you, my ass was bleeding so bad last week. I fucking bled through my boxers, fucking bled through my basketball shorts, and I'm sitting on my bed, like, rolling butts and shit, as I usually do. Just a couple hours just sitting there fucking rolling butts, the electric fucking rolling machine. As I usually, after fucking recording this, is what I usually fucking just roll, like, a carton of butts to last me a couple days. I'm doing that, fucking, sitting on my bed as I'm doing it. And, that's how I relax in my off time. So I do that, fucking get up, fucking whatever, put the shit away, put the fucking, tobacco away. And then, look over and just like, look like a fucking murder scene on the sheets. Like on my fucking bed, just like, it looks like somebody got fucking stabbed to death there. And it was alarming, really. I mean, I fucking lost a lot of blood. It was like fucking like, what the fuck? And look at my fucking boxers. It's just like, Jesus Christ. It's just an insane amount of blood out of my ass, mind you. I don't know why I feel the need to tell you guys those things, but hey, I keep it real. Fucking piles and all. But you know who else suffered from the piles, from the hemorrhoids? Is a hero you might have heard of, George Washington. So look it up. So yeah, www.gruntfreepress.com is the website you can go to for more important stories like that. I guess I inadvertently took the summer off from writing video game reviews. I mean, after like 4 years, I think I deserve a vacation, don't you think? Although all the shit that's on there is kind of pulled from I pulled from about a decade or so of fucking writing. So whatever the opposite of prolific is for a writer, that's about the pace that I work at. Quality over quantity, they say. I say neither. My thing is I just write when I feel like it, so whatever. H.P. Lovecraft didn't write that many stories, and look at him now. Look where he is. He's dead. So, I'm Absolute Deicide. Podcast at Grunt Free Press is the email address. And, I think that wraps up all of the intro bullshit that I have to do. I feel the need to fucking put out there. So, yeah, let's get the show on the road here. Get some big stories here lined up. Kind of, not really, I don't know. Some guy shot off a fucking Madden tournament, but that was last week, whatever. So, yeah, Cyberpunk, though. Cyberpunk 2077. That was the story we kind of skipped last week. I didn't have a chance to watch it, the whole thing. So, yeah, they put out 50 minutes of gameplay footage, sort of. CD Projekt Red released the footage of the demo that they were showing. They were at PAX. Oh, no, what was it? It was Gamescom, I think. They were showing, like, the journalists this video, where they were demoing it anyway behind closed doors. And everybody who fucking saw that shit, who saw the demo, were fucking splooging over it. It was fucking like, oh, it's amazing, trust us, like, don't even fucking, don't, if you've come across like a leaked video, like, don't even watch it. Like, just fucking, just pre-order the game right now. Like, don't ask any questions. Like, it's that good. Like, it's going to fucking blow your mind. And, I mean, video game journalists, I mean, they're not really a class to fall prey to, like, hype or marketing or groupthink or anything like that. So, who are we to argue with them? They've never steered us wrong before in anything. So, just fucking throw your money at what they tell you to and just fucking assume it's going to be amazing. All right. So then they put out the video to the public, and, you know, everybody watched it. And you get a lot of the same thing too. Like, oh my God, like just like repeating like, the same thing that the journalists were saying. Like fucking like, oh my God, it's fucking just blew my mind. But, yeah. So I watched the video. I'll give you my little take here. Yeah. First off, I mean, during the video, it's almost fucking obnoxious how many times the voiceover is telling you that what they're showing you, what's in the demo is not the final build or the look of the game, and you know everything's subject to change. I mean, which is like admirable, you know what I mean? Like even if that could be taken like two ways when you're saying that, where it's fucking like, yeah, you know, it's not the final product. It's still, we're still working on the game. You know, this fucking game is not finished. You could say like that means that the final game could actually end up looking worse than it did. And they're trying to like avoid the, they're trying to avoid the backlash from, overselling the graphics. You know what I mean? The final game could actually look better. I mean, like what they're showing you is like fucking like, it's kind of like rough and shit, and we're going to keep making the game look better. Like that type of thing. Like they're underselling it almost, which again, they'd be like, oh yeah, whatever. I mean, that'd be okay. You know what I mean? Like fucking like, oh, okay. It's a surprise. You've like fucking boot up the game for the first time when it comes out and be like, oh, holy shit, this looks way better than that fucking demo. Like usually it's the opposite that they do. They're trying to like avoid the backlash from, you know, a lot of fucking developers get from overselling the graphics of their game, which was a hot fucking issue for the Witcher 3, I guess. I mean, I don't get caught up into that fucking bullshit, but apparently the fucking preview footage they showed for the Witcher 3 was like fucking much more advanced, you know, look like the demo and shit they showed for The Witcher 3. It was like, they put out the game and everyone's like, guys, get fucking downgraded, whatever the fuck they say. It's fucking like what they were showing you was fucking like completely different than what you got. So, the ones I remember having more fuss about that than The Witcher was, I remember like Watch Dogs, the original Watch Dogs. They were showing like super realistic fog and rain and lighting and shit. And then, you know, then the fucking real Watch Dogs comes out and people are doing like side by side comparison videos. Yeah, it was significantly worse looking than the demo that they were showing for a while. Like, that's the one I remember, like fucking, you know. But BioShock Infinite 2, where they were showing off like sequences in the E3 presentation there for BioShock Infinite that never actually made it into the game. You know what I mean? It's like fucking like, here's our E3 demo, and people were getting all excited about it, and then I go to play the game and fucking a lot of the shit that was in that demo was just not in there, you know. So something about like a horse, a dead horse or some shit, and fucking time rifts he could go through or some shit like that. A game comes out, you play it, and you're excited for that shit. And, you know, there's no horse. I was promised a horse, and, you know, then people bitch about fucking BioShock Infinite anyway because they're fucking retarded and fucking, oh, regenerating health. What is this fucking Halo? Is it Halo now? Like fucking shit like that. But whatever. What those were, I mean, the fucking the demos there that everybody was bitching about. I mean, I don't know why. I feel like you don't even need to fucking like say this, but it just seems like people still don't understand like shit like this. That I know I've heard like a million times the point that I'm sick of hearing about it, but a lot of the fucking a lot of like those demos, those videos they show at like E3 or whatever, just fucking like the preview shit they do for games, I mean, that's fucking what's known as a vertical slice by those that are in the industry. So again, stop me if you heard this fucking shit before. Yeah, I feel like I'm sick of this shit, but yeah. So like the developers would what they do is they create like a small section of gameplay, like specifically with the intent of like showing it at E3. If we're gonna make like a small video that we're gonna show off to fucking know, the E3 fucking presentation or like Gamescom or whatever, and they'd take like the assets of what they have for the game and just like, you know, polish the shit out of that fucking whatever, like the 5 or 10 minute chunk of gameplay. Just like, all right, we're gonna just throw everything we can in here, just fucking like, just again, just make like a demo, a demonstration of what the fucking the game's gonna be like. And they're trying to show off like the, you know, the vibe and the art style and the game mechanics that would be in the game, you know, the final game. It's like, well, hey, this is what we're aiming for. This is kind of like a flavor type thing. And nobody really fucking questioned that. That's our, you know, for years, you know what I mean? This fucking, everyone's just like, oh, yeah, it's a demo, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's for as far as I, like 20 years of doing of fucking like E3 demos. It's like, all right, well, it's a fucking, just like, it's a little chunk of whatever. And no big deal. You know, they're fucking showpieces. Plus, I mean, you get to figure, not that long ago, people weren't like autistically obsessive about like analyzing footage, like frame by frame, fucking side by side, measuring the fucking frame rates and like counting pixels for, you know, a 30-second video they saw fucking 2 years prior. And it's like, oh, let's just dissect this now that the actual game's coming out and see, you know, what's the fucking resolution and, you know, how many fucking particle effects are coming off the sparks on the car. And you know what I mean? Like fucking people were really like that a few years ago. You know, fucking, so I submit to you, dear reader, once again, the hypothesis that people are getting more and more fucking retarded by the day, just the human race in general. Another example of this. So, I mean, you know, you could reasonably assume that fucking, like, what you saw before, like in the demo at E3 was just, you know, essentially just like a marketing tool. You know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, this is the marketing for whatever. This is the marketing for fucking Cyberpunk that's fucking the show. And, you know, it's not fucking like final gameplay. You know what I mean? They made it pretty clear in the fucking, again, in the fucking, that gameplay demo that it wasn't fucking a finished product. But I think before that was just like assumed, like they didn't have to fucking say that every 2 seconds to fucking get that point across. And B, over time, like, you know, your memory of seeing it, like it wouldn't be like crystal clear or anything like that. You know, so it'd be like fucking, you know, you see like something at E3 the year before and, you know, then you play the fucking game when it came out like a year or two later and be like, oh yeah, that's close enough. I mean, that fucking just approximates what I saw at, you know, at fucking E3 or whatever. So it's okay. You know, you wouldn't even think about it. It's fucking like, yeah, it's pretty much what they were going for. But you know, again, now it's fucking like, oh, gotcha. You know what I mean? There were fucking 72 trees in the forest before, and now there's only 68 trees. You know, they must have fucking scaled back because of fucking development problems. And, oh, we got to get a fucking interview with these guys and find out what fucking went wrong. And, oh, they're fucking liars and shit like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. Dude, yeah, people are fucking retarded. Like, who cares? Like, again, it's just fucking just there. Everything like before, my mentality is just fucking like everything that comes out before the fucking, you get your hands on the game, that's fucking marketing. And you just fucking, if you're going to play a game, you're going to fucking talk about a game, review it, like, that's all that fucking matters. It's fucking when you fucking hit start and that's it. Like, who cares about any of the other shit? But again, people can't differentiate that shit anymore because they're retarded. But so yeah, anyway, Cyberpunk. So yeah, the demo was showing you fucking, you know, the character creation and it takes you through a mission. I think part of that too is just probably the stupid, like, fucking people watching video games and all the time, people watching other people play games on like Twitch too. Like, they don't fucking, it just gets mixed up in their head of playing a game versus watching a game. So it's like, well, this demo that I'm watching better be the same experience as when I watch the final game. Like, then now you just, you know what I mean? Like, nobody cares. Like, I don't know. That's part of it. So anyway, yeah, Cyberpunk demo. Yeah, just, it, you know, it just goes to like character creation, how you do that, and then it just kind of goes through like one mission pretty much. And yeah, I will say, like, once it started, like once the fucking the video started, I was debating whether or not to like keep watching again, because it is fucking like the same. Apparently, I mean, it is assumedly, assume whatever. Is that a fucking word? I'm assuming that fucking like the mission that they're showing in the video is going to be like the same thing as like a mission in the game. You know, an actual, you know, like something you're going to be doing when you play the game. So yeah, you know, of course it better be, you know, this, you know, now it fucking, it better be, I better be able to play exactly how they showed, not fucking one, you know, one little fucking stutter differently, or, you know, it better be exact, or they're going to hear about it and fucking, not even like spoilers really. Like I didn't really care about fucking, that, like, I'm not like, oh, I don't want this story spoiled in this one little fucking mission. I was just fucking like, I don't want to watch like a fucking hour of gameplay and then have to fucking like play through like the fucking same mission again. You know what I mean? Play through that again when I play the fucking game. Shit I've already seen. But, you know, if it's as big of a game as they're promising, I mean, that shouldn't really be a fucking issue of like fucking like, hey, here's an hour of whatever they're going for. Like, they're making it sound like it's going to be like another like 100-200 hour game, like fucking, you know, The Witcher or something. So it's like, yeah, it's probably not that big of a deal, but still. So yeah, the character creation they're showing, it's fairly standard looking, like fucking, you know, pick a man or a woman, choose some physical fucking traits and act, you know, like fucking just whatever, movie, eyes, ears, blah, 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 skin tone, whatever, picking some stats. And, yeah, they're saying how the stats work in the game is completely open. You know, just the progression system is just like, you can just pretty much put points into whatever you want. There's no classes or anything like that. So that's good. Again, hopefully it's fucking balanced and all that shit and nice variety of what you can fucking do and characters you can make. So yeah, they show her on a, going on a mission to recover a dead body or something like that. just go. sorry, I'm just fucking getting the rest of the sickness. Now I got lung sickness. I'm trying to get out. So yeah, they get a. Yeah, so yeah, the broad's going to get like a dead body, recover it from like some hotel somewhere. You know, she's almost dead. Fucking get her out of a fucking naked chick out of a tub or some shit. And then yeah, the body gets taken away by some medics, and then then she goes to a meeting she with some shady characters to do an arms deal. That's about it. So yeah, the entire game is in first person, and just looking at it, I mean, it looks like a fairly typical first-person shooter, except, you know, it's fucking cyberpunk RPG stuff, and you've got augmented vision and different implants to let you slow down time somehow, or you have, like, drugs you can fucking, you know, like an inhaler with a drug that'll fucking slow down time and, like, kill you and shit. You know, you get different software upgrades or whatever, like ones like fucking like, oh, you know, you can see like an overlay will come up to show you how bullets are going to ricochet off of walls and shit. So it's like, I can bank a shot off this fucking wall behind somebody, like fucking RoboCop, and fucking like nail him on the back of the head and shit. You know, hacking, you can do that sort of shit. So yeah, it just reminds me a lot of Deus Ex, like Deus Ex combined with like Shadowrun, almost. Like, it was finally like, hey, here's a big budget fucking AAA Shadowrun game that you've been waiting for. So I mean, yeah, that's a good combination. I like those fucking things. I like, and I played, and I fucking read and watched a lot of like cyberpunk shit. So it's fucking just, you know, so it's almost like exactly what I was expecting. Like watching this, it's like, oh yeah, somebody told me, it's like, oh, they're making like a cy, you know, it's called fucking some game called Cyberpunk. I'm like, yeah, it looks like what a game called Cyberpunk would look like, pretty much. But yeah, they're putting a big emphasis on the open world, like, you know, how dense and alive and open it was. I mean, they showed her getting into a car and driving around for a little bit. And, you know, they're saying, like, oh, this isn't like a scripted thing. Like, you can get into, like, all different types of vehicles, like fucking like motorcycles and shit, and you can like freely bomb around in them like wherever you want. You know, it's not just fucking like you're not just stuck to like fucking like driving in a little section. It's like, no, you just fucking hop in a car and drive around if you want. So I am curious about how that works. I mean, because with the city being like that, like dense, like that, like packed with people, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, again, that's what they were really harping on. I'm just fucking like, oh no, look how like, look how many people are like crammed into like a little city block and shit. And we're trying to really push that to make it like look more alive and more like a city and shit. So, you know, it's just hop in a car. Is it going to unintentionally become like a fucking like Grand Theft Auto, like clusterfuck where it's like, I just want to go like 10 feet down the road in this car and you just fucking run into people and shit. And you're getting, you know, ramming fucking pedestrians and banging into other cars and shit. And you can't fucking move anywhere. And then like the cops are after you and that, you know, like, I don't know. But, so yeah, I mean, lots of, a lot of gunplay they were showing. I mean, you get some cool fucking movement abilities too. You get the old, like, you know, the sliding on the ground and fucking like, I'm going to slide towards somebody, then slow down time and blow people's fucking legs off with a shotgun and shit. And just fucking, you know, half their body comes off. It's it is fucking like a gory game. I'll give it that. They don't seem to be fucking like pulling any punches in that department. Like, it's still like fucking like very like fucking like, ah, whatever, dude. It's gonna, they don't give a shit. Like, you know, like, about overdoing like the gore or fucking, you know, anything like that. Yeah, they showed some titties too. And, you know, the faggots are already up in arms about that. And, you know, fucking whatever. Fuck them, you know, they're faggots. So yeah, they showed like a smart gun. I mean, I'm a fan of smart guns, you know, like fucking a la like Aliens or Shadowrun again, and like the fucking the smart targeting system, like that type of thing. You know, just like an auto targeting fucking overlay that comes up and just like, yeah, you lock onto people and shoot the gun and like the bullets like curve around corners and shit. So yeah, it's fucking like, that's very cool. So yeah, I mean, the game looks good. It's a good looking game. Again, it's almost fucking like exactly what I was expecting. But here's the thing: this is going to be unpopular opinion incoming. So bear with me here. Yeah, it didn't exactly fucking like knock my socks off. I mean, that's fucking, this is the same fucking demo that that the fucking journalists saw and made them say like fucking, you know, fucking like, oh, everything else, every other game out there just fucking like pales in comparison. Like, this is it. And fucking just, you know, it's a definitely a fucking like next generation game. Like, fuck, is no, like nothing we've ever seen before and all that shit. Again, pre-order immediately, like that type of thing. And just, yeah, just, I don't know, dude, from what was shown, I mean, it looks like a fucking slightly upgraded like Deus Ex game. That's what I get from it. Yeah, I wasn't like fucking like, whoa, what is this fucking like technical fucking wizardry here? Like, what is this? Is this even a video game? Like, it's like, I don't know, dude. Yeah, graphically, it looks like fucking like an above average game. I mean, like the big, I mean, I get like, you know, again, they're going for like the scale, like how big the fucking city is and shit. And the big selling point is fucking like, oh, there's no fucking loading times in the game at all. You just fucking like go in and play and shit. But it's not like sectioned off. That's fine, but you can tell that's a, you know, they had to like compromise a little bit on the fucking visuals because of that. You know, I've definitely seen fucking better looking games, like slicker looking games before. Yeah, like there's not even a question. Like, so even like the gameplay is fucking like, it's nothing I've never seen before, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, again, it's like what I would expect if it's, you know, Shadowrun, fucking Syndicate, fucking Deus Ex, like that type of thing. A little like Mirror's Edge, like shit like that. Just, you know, just that type of fucking gameplay, you know, cyberpunk RPG is what it is. And just again, hopefully it's fucking done well, hopefully. But you know, even like the structure of it is fucking, it's just fucking like, oh, well, what do you do in the game? It's like, oh, just, you know, talk to an NPC, fucking branching dialogue choice. And some of the dialogue too, like the fucking voice acting was kind of a little bit corny, I would say too, but whatever. I mean, you know, take a quest and it gives you a waypoint and fucking, again, is it kind of like a deductive way to fucking describe it, I guess, maybe, but again, it's fucking just what the gameplay was as compared to like, whoa, this fucking totally blew me away. I don't know what the fuck this is. And next level shit. It's fucking like, yeah, I don't know. Again, they're like banking on the fucking the world and the story, you know, being so like immersive that you get lost into it, you know, lost in it. But, again, I'm sure they'll do fine. You know what I mean? But just, you know, fingers crossed they pull that off. But it's not something I just going from like the demo. Again, it's a fucking hour long demo of like real gameplay. Just going through that, I mean, that didn't really come across, you know, I didn't really get that, from the video, but, you know, whatever, I'm gonna play fucking Cyberpunk 2077, I just want to hear about it ever again, until it's out, and there's gonna be, like, non-stop overanalyzing and fucking speculating for the next, like, 2 years, or whatever it's gonna take for the, you know, whenever the fucking game comes out, so... And I don't want to end up fucking like hating it. Like in the meantime, it's just fucking like constant barrage of like advertising for the fucking game until then, leading up to it fucking coming out, because, you know, they're going to try to sell it as fucking like, oh, this is the next God game. You know, this is it. Like everybody, all hands on deck, like fucking sell your house and quit your job. This game's going to take over your life. You know, that's how they're going to fucking sell it in the next fucking 2 years. And it's, you know, it's never going to fucking live up to that. You know what I mean? Cyberpunk 2077 is, you know, it's a video game. That's what it is. That's what the video demonstrated, that hey, it's a video game that's coming out. So you know what else is a video game too is Streets of Rage. There's a video game. There's actually been three of those. There video games, in fact. Well, there's soon to be four of them, because they being Sega, announced a new Streets of Rage, just called Streets of Rage 4, I guess. yeah, I mean, the original, like, trilogy, if you want to call it that, you know, fucking 1, 2, and 3, they were on Genesis, you know, one of the few fucking beat-em-ups on that system that wasn't, like, you know, it wasn't, like, an arcade port or anything like that. It was just fucking, like, no, there's, like, a pure fucking console game, fucking Streets of Rage. Yeah, there were fucking others, I guess, but let's not fucking get in the weeds here. So yeah, I mean that genre, the beat 'em up genre, was like super fucking popular in the fucking 90s, you know. And Streets of Rage is fucking widely regarded as one of, well, I guess like three of the best of them is fucking like the Streets of Rage games is fucking like top notch in that fucking in the beat 'em up genre. I can't really argue with that. I mean, those are fucking, like, really fucking fun games. So yeah, I mean, I didn't really find out too much about the new one that's coming out, about 4. Other than the announcement trailer they showed, and it doesn't look like there's, like, a drastic change from the fucking the classic games. I mean, it's still fucking 2D side-scrolling left to right, you know, beat people up to advance, so you to, like, keep going. Beat them up, and that's fine. I mean, it's fucking like nostalgic fucking bullshit for sure, but yeah, there's really been a fucking like an oversaturation with these fucking kinds of games as opposed to like, say, like, you know, 2D fucking pixelated platformers or anything like that, where there's fucking like, you know, 50 of them fucking released a day. I'm just like, hey, it's kind of like Mario or whatever, you know, like fucking, doesn't it look like fucking like 2D fucking whatever. You know, there's not too many fucking like beat 'em ups coming out. So, I mean, the biggest like standout that you can get from the trailer there is the art style. It's full blown like cartoon looking, like, you know, it's just like hand drawn, like, you know, they're not even going for like a realistic thing. Not quite like anime really, but just more Saturday morning cartoonish. And not really sure about that. I mean, I kind of thought of like the old ones as kind of like gritty, a little bit gritty and fucking like badass and shit. And this looks a little bit like, I don't know, like childish and shit again, or just fucking like, I don't know, just cartoon looking, you know what I mean? As opposed to like the Genesis games are like kind of like dark and shit and dirty and So I don't know. I'd have to see like more of it in action. I actually watched it again. Like I watched it like a second time, the trailer. I'm like, oh, there is kind of like, you know, it's still like the backgrounds and shit anyway are still pretty like grimy looking. So that's cool. But I mean, just like showing like the characters like fucking in like cut scenes and shit. It's like, well, that looks really, you know, looks really fucking, cartoon, you know, fucking Saturday morning cartoonish. But, so, yeah, I mean, again, that's coming, but, yeah, no release date or fucking platforms announced for that yet, but, there you go. But I wish there was something in the meantime that we could do to get our Streets of Rage fix. Maybe we did. We'll explore that when we come back.
Just the sight of a beefy quarter pounder has been making me hungry all day. We grill them up with melted cheese, then I've got to send them away. I can tell them, I can make them up McDonald's style. Thinking about that great taste is driving me wild. Pour me a Coke to take home. This quarter pounder's my own. It's a good time for the great taste.
Bring your work home again, Tom?
Of McDonald's.
We want your soul.
Matters, here's Britney, here's cola, here's pizza, here's TV, here's some rock, and some roller. Watch commercials, more commercials, watch Jerry, not Oprah. Buy a better life from the comfort of your sofa. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit wax, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap, here's live talk shows, here's video games, here's cola life, here's tin bowling, here's filter tips, here's college minutes, here's all night mall, here's plastic.
We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul. We want your soul.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control again. Here's American Gladiators. Watch this. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Here is American Gladiators. Here is 56 channels of it. Watch these pituary retards bang their fucking skulls together and congratulate you on living in the land of freedom. Here you go, America. You are free to do as we tell you. You are free to do as we tell you.
No gays, no lefties, no loonies, no opinions, no way. No thinkers, no teachers, no facts, no freaks, no skaters, no tweakers, no truth, no song. Here's popcorn, here's magazines, here's milkshake, here's blue jeans, here's padded bars, here's armpit one, here's football shirt, here's baseball cap. Here's
very long infomercials.
So if only there was something in the meantime you could do while you're waiting for Streets of Rage 4. So what I would do, what I would highly recommend, is checking out a free fan-made remake of the original games, which I think is just called Streets of Rage Remake. And I search for it, you'll find it. I mean, I stumbled across it from a YouTube video that had just had like the link in the description of it. I don't know how you feel about like fan projects and like mods and all that kind of shit, but I'm usually fucking not too hot on that shit myself. The Streets of Rage one is fucking amazing. Like, it's fucking great. If you just want to play like Streets of, like the old Streets of Rage games, it's not that difficult to find fucking legit versions of them. I mean, they've been on like every fucking Sega compilation ever made. You can get them off of fucking Steam and shit for like a few bucks, no problem. I mean, and it's just the fucking the Genesis ports of the Genesis games. They're fine and shit, but the remake there almost makes the fucking the original games fucking obsolete. It's that good. Like it takes every stage in all three of the games, just fucking takes them all and fucking mashes them together and into like one like long game. It's not like you're not playing like through like every stage. It's like, oh, there's branching paths and shit. They just mix them all together into like, you beat the game in like an hour and a half or some shit like that. So it's not like fucking, again, it's not like three of the games just all back to back. It's like, no, you're taking fucking paths and shit. So, I guess they even include some unfinished levels that were in there, like vehicle levels and shit that weren't in the real games. It was like, they started them and they like abandoned them because they weren't that fun. They just fucking went back and like, oh, now you're riding like motorcycles and shit and jet skis and that type of thing. You can start the game, start from like the opening stage of like Streets of Rage 1 or whatever, like just like where do you want to start, and you pick like 1, 2, or 3, like type of deal, and then just kind of like go through there with the branching paths, and fucking, they have every playable character that was in those games, in the original games, plus they added some, it's like, oh, now you can play like some of the boss characters or that are like playable for the first time, and I play some gay dude, like the guy looks like fucking Big Gay Al and like, you know, leather like biker outfit and shit. And his fucking, like, you know, he was a boss in one of the games. You had to fight him in this one and shit. I guess he was in like the Japanese versions he was in, but you know, they cut him for fucking censorship reasons over here, of course. You can go to the options and you can fucking, you know, there's a million things you can set it to play fucking however the fuck you want it, you know? So it's like, you can roll like up and down, like I guess that's from 3. You press like up or down twice real quick and, you know, you have like the side dashes like left and right. Then you have like a roll you can do to like, you know, just move up and down real quick. You can turn that on or off through like the entire game, or like how you want the special moves and the timer to work. You know, friendly fire. Do you want the fucking, you can set like an AI controlled co-op partner. You can have like fight alongside you, and it's like, all right, so you just like having like a second player with you if you're playing by yourself. Obviously, that was never in the original games and shit. So it's like, do you want to do that? Have like somebody beating, you know, just like a partner with you. You can even like set its behavior. Like, how do you want it to act? Do you want it to be like fucking, like, you know, aggressive? Do you want it to be fucking like greedy? Like, it'll just run and pick up like all the fucking the power ups like as soon as it can. Or this is fucking like above and beyond like any like straight remake that I've ever fucking seen, like official or otherwise. You know what I mean? It's fucking they don't make it like, oh, it's like, they didn't like redraw. They use like pretty much like all the fucking graphics are the same and shit. Like, it looks like, you know, like a fucking Genesis game. They're not like, they didn't try to like, oh, HD it and blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's like, it's high definition and shit, but they didn't like fucking like, oh, we should have made it like 3D. Like, look, oh, we should, you know, remake it 3D and shit. It's like, no, they fucking kept everything as like straight to the source as possible. They even have like a shop you can go to. That's how you unlock the characters and like, you know, cheats and artwork and shit. You can unlock like there's a fucking Streets of Rage maker in there where you can fucking make your own fucking shit. Like, you mix and match like levels however the fuck you want and play through them. I'm guessing. I haven't fucking unlocked it yet, but yeah, Jesus Christ, it's just like a lot of fucking work when it went into this shit. It's fucking very impressive. You gain points, like how you like buy shit in there is like as you're playing the game, you earn points. Even if you don't fucking like beat the game, it's still like, yeah, whatever, however long you played and fucking like, you know, your score and shit, it all adds up to like, all right, here's, you know, once you're dead or you finish the game, it's like, all right, here's your score and shit. And then fucking like, all right, now use those points and go into the shop and unlock shit. Again, like characters and shit like that. Yeah, I mean, there's like incentive to like keep playing it like over and over, you know what I mean? And besides like the branching paths and, you know, a ton of like secrets and that shit, just fucking like, oh, plus no matter what, you're going to earn like more stuff you can fucking unlock. Yeah, it's so fucking good. I'm not even like a huge fucking Streets of Rage fan or anything like that. I mean, I like those games growing up, but you know, I'd play them a few times and be like, eh, and fucking move on. But yeah, this fucking the remake, like it's really like really sitting down and fucking getting into it and like learning how the fucking the moves and the meters work and like how to deal with like different enemy types. And yeah, it fucking rules. It's awesome. I mean, it's all like the original graphics and all that. Just fucking, again, they just kind of like enhance the, like how the originals looks to make it look even fucking like better. I mean, they have like, it's like, the shit that they added is like fucking like, oh, you know, there's reflections and fucking like glass and shit. And, you know, on the fucking, you know, better shadows and like that sort of thing. But, you know, like some of the stages have like fog, yeah, there's like a haunted house you go through and shit that has like had like fog in it. And I guess if you play those games, even, you know, if you had like a Genesis hooked up to like a fucking HD TV, like an LCD TV, like those one, like the fog effects don't show up. Just you know, it was meant to, it just looks like lines, you know what I mean? Like it's just because the CRT whatever that does isn't there, you know what I mean? Like they were aiming for. Yeah, but they fixed that. They fucking added gore. Like there's more gore to it. Like if you fucking use a sword and you kill somebody, like they get like fucking like sliced in half and shit. You know, remix the music. Just everything about the fucking game is fucking awesome. I mean, besides the fucking the cutscenes that they added, they have like the cutscenes at the beginning of the game and shit, and like in between some of the stages. And you know, those are fucking like hand drawn like stills. You know what I mean? Still screens. Yeah, those look a little bit retarded, like compared to like everything else in the game that looks fucking like sharp and like really good. And then it's fucking like, oh, here's this, you know, hand drawn cutscenes. Like those don't look great. Like those look fucking like off, but whatever. I mean, just fucking, yeah, play it. Fucking Streets of Rage remake. Just again, look it up. You'll find it. Shit fucking blew me away. And I just think it's funny too, how like Sega deals with fucking like the, you know, fan made projects like this. I mean, as opposed to like Nintendo, you know? So, again, this is fucking the remake. This Streets of Rage thing's been on for a while. I mean, it's I think it fucking like 2009 or some shit till like 2011 they were working on it or some shit. It's old. Like it's not like brand new or anything like that. But it's still fucking up. Again, you can just fucking get it really easily, no problem there. Fucking easy to find. Yeah, then I was fucking like streaming it on like Twitch and shit, and fucking Mixer too. And there, it's fucking it's listed as like a real game, like from like a drop down menu, like, you know, Streets. You know, I was fucking typing like Streets of Rage, and I'm fucking one of the options is fucking like Streets of Rage Remix. You can just fucking pick from there. You know, so it's fucking pretty well known. And again, like Sega doesn't fucking like sue the guys or anything like that. I mean, even though it's fucking, again, it's much better. You definitely want to play this rather than the fucking the ports that they fucking Sega like officially puts out there. But and it's fucking like free, so they probably think like, hey, cool, you know, it's fucking free advertising for when we put out something Streets of Rage related. People have fucking goodwill and like be exposed to playing like Streets of Rage. So when we put something out, such as fucking Streets of Rage 4, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh, cool, you know? So I was fucking like, after playing this, I'm like, oh, dude, now we definitely want to play, I'll buy and play fucking Streets of Rage 4 when that shit comes out. as opposed to fucking Nintendo, who would threaten to take down the fucking site that fucking like hosts the file and fucking murder their pets and flay anybody who talks about it alive because they want to fucking re-release fucking Super Mario Brothers 1 50 times and charge like $10 a pop every time they do. So I don't know, different philosophies, I guess. And in the meantime, I think every fucking game I played this week was from Sega, not purposely, but as far as the, I was like, hey, Yakuza and fucking, you know, and shit like that. As far, you know, Yakuza, Warhammer, I played Total War, Warhammer. That's a fucking like Sega game. So I was like, yeah, I've been playing a lot of fucking Sega games. And I'm like, when's the last time I played a Nintendo game? Still the fucking the only game I own on my fucking Switch is Super Mario Odyssey. It's probably like the one game. I don't know, just saying. I mean, that's all. I'll leave it at that. So, yeah, another quick new game announcement that caught me off guard, caught my eye a little bit, was Rebel Galaxy Outlaw, which is the prequel to Rebel Galaxy, which I fucking loved Rebel Galaxy. I thought the game was great. You can tell I thought highly of it because it's one of the rare fucking instances where I wrote a review for something that I played. You can read the fucking Rebel Galaxy review over at gruntfreepress.com. Just saying that there's something related. You can actually go to the website to check out. I mean, there's not like too much to go on from the trailer they showed. Well, once again, it's just fucking just a little movie. There's no gameplay, just like a movie of an alien standing behind a bar talking at the camera. Most notably, he mentions that people were complaining about, in the original fucking Rebel Galaxy, not being able to move their ships up and down in the first game. And now, I guess, in this game, you can, which, I mean, that, like, completely fucking changes how the game is going to fucking play. I mean, part of the appeal of Rebel Galaxy was just how fucking simplistic it was control-wise. They recommended that you played it with a controller. So, you know, it was a space combat, space sim on like a flat 2D plane. So, yeah, it really took like the core concepts of you know, other space sims, like fucking whatever, Elite Dangerous and shit, like Dark Star 1 and shit like that, and just like made it so it was less of a grind and like less of a job to fucking like get shit done and like do missions and get money. It was just fun. It was actually fun and like straightforward of just like, I don't know, it's fucking like everything's pretty simplified and just fuck, just go and like do shit. And yeah, just fun, fucking straightforward. Liked it a lot. So I don't know, we'll see how much of an impact going full 3D is going to have. And just from the tone of the video, the trailer they were showing, it looks like they're doubling down on fucking on the humor of it, which, you know, people said that the first Rebel Galaxy is like, oh, you know, it's funny and fucking like whatever, but I thought, like, you know, like the initial like beginning missions were like, ah, it's kind of funny, but it just from there, just kind of like humor and like spurts, you know what I mean? Just after a while, once you like progress, it was like it just got kind of like dramatic and tried to take itself seriously and shit. So I don't know. It's just if they're going for that tone and like have it like consistent throughout, like that'll be a pretty big change too. So, hopefully they keep the custom soundtrack options they had for the first game too. That shit was fucking sweet. So, Rebel Galaxy Outlaw. Again, fucking no date, no gameplay. Just, you know, it's coming out. We'll show you more later on. I'm excited for it. That's cool. I was also excited to start playing a new game. You know what I mean? Things are ramping up, coming in hot. I mean, Spider-Man's out on fucking Friday. Shadow of the Tomb Raider's out in a couple weeks, I think. A little game called Red Dead Redemption 2 is out in the not too distant future. So what better time than now to just fucking start digging into one of the fucking most complex games I've ever played. Again, I've played this shit before. A game that takes a good fucking like 20 hours or so for a quick playthrough. You know, it's going to take you a good fucking like 20, 30 hours. Or it can just last pretty much your entire life if you really want it to. So, you know, why not just fucking abandon all of the other fucking half dozen games I'm playing right now and just dive back into something like fucking that I've already played. So yeah, I started playing or replaying fucking Total War, Warhammer 2. No particular reason why. I mean, I was fucking just kind of scrolling through my fucking installed games and just like uninstalling the ones that I'm realistically not going to fucking finish. And there are quite a few of those. Again, just kind of cleaning house for you know, the big fucking rush coming. Yeah, and then I'm fucking like Total War, Warhammer 2. I just was like, I should fucking play Warhammer 2. So I did. And I'm glad I did because it is a fucking awesome game. And I know I've already fucking talked about fucking this shit at length, fucking extensively, I think. But oh well, what are you going to do? So I don't think I ever completed like a full campaign before of fucking Warhammer 2. I kept getting fucking stuck in the stuck in the fucking strategy layer of it and just getting demolished. But I saw there was a new faction DLC out for the game, the Tomb Kings. It just seemed like a good place to start. Of like, this came out, it probably came out like a few months ago or whatever, but I'm like fucking like, new faction, so good place to start again or restart the game rather. I don't know. So yeah, I knew fucking nothing about the Tomb Kings. I didn't fucking research anything about them, like how they play, like, you know, who their fucking unit, you know, what the fucking units are like, what the lords are, the fucking strategies for fucking playing them. None of that shit, which, yeah, I think that might have fucked me up before, like trying to play this game before, just fucking, you know, listening to people who know how to play the game, like, you know, giving you, like, advanced tips, and then I try fucking playing, like, replicating that, and I get fucking, you know, get ahead of myself, I'm like, I don't know, really know how to do, and get fucked up, end up fucking everything up in the game, that's what usually happens. So yeah, the Tomb Kings. I mean, it's coming back to me now. My fucking Warhammer lore expertise. I got certified a while back of being a Warhammer lore expert. So yeah, the Tomb Kings are basically fucking like undead ancient Egyptians. You know, they get fucking the pharaoh's headdresses on. They're the area of the map that they're on, it's all fucking like deserts and like pyramids and shit, and you know they ride fucking giant cobras and they animate stone golems, and you can summon like magic swarms of locusts to come down, so it's pretty historically accurate. I think that's what they're going for. I mean, as far as gameplay goes, they probably play most similar to like the vampire counts from like the previous games, where most of their units aren't that strong. I mean, they're kind of kind of like paper, you know what I mean, but you can fucking like just feel, you know, they're big size, like there's, you know, a lot of fucking like individual fucking units in each fucking individual soldiers in each unit, but you can just like field like a ton of them, and you know, they cause fucking terror and shit and make people fucking run away and as you fight them, and yeah, as you progress, like, down the tech tree, you're just getting access to, like, you know, these just better, like, you know, giant ass fucking monsters that really fucking, like, turn the tides. I mean, they're pretty fucking, like, strong, you know. It's not just, like, fucking, like, oh, these guys with better armor or fucking, like, upgraded, like, you know, longer range. It's like, no, like, fucking, just, like, kind of, like, shit unit, and then it's fucking, like, oh, you're just, like, a giant fucking thing that's just kind of, you know, giant fucking Sphinx or some shit that's gonna come in and like wreck shit. So yeah, as your troops take damage, instead of like routing and running away, they disintegrate if they're not near like a lord. So yeah, again, this is just kind of how I remember the undead, like the vampire factions playing from before. Very similar. So yeah, I mean, right off the bat, I mean, it's kind of odd. You know, I'm just like playing as these guys, as the Tomb Kings, and I thought it was kind of odd. It doesn't like cost money at all to like recruit units. I mean, they're free. I mean, it's fucking zero cost for, like, initially, and they don't cost like anything for upkeep either. So I think that's completely different from any other faction in the game. Yeah, it makes fucking raising your armies a fuck of a lot simpler. I mean, you almost like don't have to worry about your economy really, like at all. It's just fucking like, oh, I'm just need gold. I'll get more gold like one way, you know, it's generating gold anyway in the background. I'm not really paying anything. So it's just fucking adding up until you spend it. Because, you know, before playing this game, where I'd always fuck myself over, I'd either have like too many armies like going on at once and fucking like, wonder where all my money was going, or I would not have enough of them when I fucking needed it, or, you know, I'd be fucking like too conservative with it, and before I knew it, I was fucking like, oh great, somebody's fucking moved in and surrounded me, and now I'm fucking just like, now I don't have the time to fucking like, you know, raise another army, so I'm just fucking like, I'm pretty much done. So yeah, I'm really bad at fucking budgeting, you know, games and in life. So so yeah, I mean, not having to fucking like worry of like pay at all for any of the fucking units, like that seemed like ridiculously fucking overpowered at first. And I didn't think about not having money like once in the fucking campaign. Like I always just had like a shitload of money of just like, I don't have anything to really spend this on. Like after every turn, you know, just fucking build fucking recruit lords as soon as the, you know, you can increase like the cap, like how many lords you can have at once through like the technology tree and shit. So it's just like, as soon as you have the option to get another one, it's not like, oh, I can't afford this, I gotta like kind of scale it back, or like, you know, try to like finagle my fucking units and shit to make it so I'm not spending. So it's just like, no, like as soon as you can make more shit, you just make more shit and just fucking expanding, you know, expand and fucking build and shit. You know, fucking get another lord and just fucking like fill their fucking armies up to like the max, you know, max capacity, because why wouldn't you? Again, you're not fucking like spending on the upkeep or anything like that. So, well, you quickly do realize that the downside to that is, each unit type has a fairly small like cap to it, like how many of each type of unit you can, have at a time. You know, like the fucking Tomb King equivalent to like a catapult is like a bone giant. It's just, you know, it's a fucking giant fucking skeleton that throws fucking bones at people. Yeah, for a long time, it's like, oh, I have like, you know, the technology or whatever. Like you build up one of your cities so that you can, feel, you know, build like a fucking bone giant and shit. It's like, cool, but you can only have like one of them, like total, like worldwide anywhere. So, for a long time, that's all you can do is fucking like, oh, it's until you build like another fucking tree all the way up in another town to do like another one of those. So it's like, yeah, like, yeah, the way the other factions work is as long as you have like one fucking, settlement building like built up, they can like, lets you like produce a unit, you know, like a certain kind of unit. It's like, well, you can just build as many of, you know, recruit as many of them as you want, as long as you have the fucking money for them. It's fucking like, you know, it'll even show you, like, if you try to build, like, another one up somewhere, it's like, hey, you already have one of these, you sure you want to build another one? It's not going to do anything. But, yeah, this is, like, the Tomb Kings is dependent on, like, how many, like, you know, the cap will raise as you build more. Like, if you wanted, like, three fucking bone giants, you know, like, if you had three armies, you want a bone giant in each one. It's like, well, you have to build all the way up in a settlement to whatever the fuck the building is that lets you build, you know, recruit a bone giant. You'd have to build, like, three of them, you know what I mean? So that's how they balance that, kind of. So, well, like, it's like, hey, like, giant scorpions, cool, but yeah, you can have, like, two of them. Like, you can have, like, two fucking giant scorpions total, so it's like, hey, you get, like, fucking five lords running around with full armies, but you can only put like, two scorpions between all of them. So, you know, again, that goes for, like, any unit type, really, besides fucking, like, the bare bones, pun intended, like, the starting, like, sword and fucking spear skeletons, you know what I mean? It's, like, the really fucking, like, rank and file ones. Those are the ones you can fucking just, like, spam out as many as you want, but they're fucking complete garbage, you know? And anything, like, advanced like that, so, yeah, a lot more fucking restrictive. So, yeah, I mean, your army early on is, like, pretty shitty because of that. I mean, it's fucking just, like, a lot of weak units, like, a little to no armor, and yeah, you maybe have like one like decent army with like the rest of them, or or like the, your other armies just kind of like throw away like fucking fodder garbage, or you're fucking like just like really spread thin with your good fucking good unit. So yeah, but once you get rolling, then fucking again, just like building more of those slots to have like, you know, just have like a bigger cap for the good ones, and you're fucking unlocking technologies that maybe give you like, so you can recruit like better, you know, units of renown and shit like that. You know, and you start getting like mounts for your fucking lords and shit, which kind of act as, you know, just like fucking better units of just fucking, oh, this guy's just gonna ride in on a fucking war sphinx or some shit. Like fucking that little, you know, they'll have to be fucking like really active to fucking make my army not suck. Yeah, I mean, like by like late game, you're fucking terrifying, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, oh man, once you build up, like you're really fucking really good as far as shit like that goes. One of the rites that you can perform, you see one of the units of renown you can do is like a casket of souls, which is just like it's pretty much like a nasty fucking catapult, you know. You do that a couple times, it's like, okay, now you have like two of those out there, and, you know, a couple of those and some fucking giant stone statues and shit, and well, all you really have to do is just like, all right, now I'm just going to take my shit units and just kind of like throw them out there and throw bodies at the enemy fucking army and just to lock them in place, and then fucking like, all right, well, now the catapult's going to fucking nail them, and then I'm going to fucking bull rush them with these fucking giant fucking, you know, dog statues or whatever, you know, and this, it's pretty much over, and fucking, like, areas of fucking, like, chariots coming, and it's fucking, yeah, it's pretty good. So, yeah, the campaign goal for the Tomb Kings is to collect, 5 Books of the Dead, or whatever the fuck they are, which are scattered around the map, and, yeah, they hold on to by these, roaming bands of Chaos Spawn, I think they are. I think that's what they're called. Lore Master here. So, yeah, it's fucking just like, the Chaos Army or whatever. You don't really have a city. They're just kind of, like, roaming around, like, freely. You gotta, like, hunt them down and fucking, like, you know, kill them. You know, defeat them in battle to get one of those books. So, yeah, I mean, they're kind of, like, full stacks of pretty tough armies. So, knowing what I know now, things like, you know, now that I know like the Tomb Kings are kind of like a rushdown faction, I mean there's no point really like going for like diplomacy with them, because every other faction fucking hates you, you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be able to like really maintain a good relationship with fucking anybody. You know, it's probably best to fucking like attack and take over like all your fucking like neighboring factions early on, because I was trying to be like, again, I haven't played the game in a while, and I had no idea what the fuck what the Tomb Kings are really about. So I was trying to be like politically fucking tactical about it, and it's like, all right, I'm going to set up fucking trade routes and sign fucking like non-aggression pacts, and make sure you fucking request military access before you move through anybody's territory. You know, anybody that you're not a fucking like war with, I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna not step on anybody's toes here and try to fucking like play it straight. But yeah, I was actually doing like well with that, surprisingly. I mean, I was never fucking I was getting pretty good at like not pissing anybody off, and you know, yeah, the name of the game is fucking Total War, but you know, it just kind of like clicked this time as far as like the diplomacy goes. Like it was make sure to, you know, take your time when you're moving, fucking pay attention to like the region borders, and if it says fucking like trespassing on this land could result in fucking diplomatic repercussions or whatever. Pay attention to that, you know what I mean? And I wasn't fucking like, again, I wasn't like trying to like start shit with anybody. It was just until I did, like I did like fucking, I'm like, all right, everybody's pretty, you know, I was on pretty good terms with like everybody around me that I could see, and had like trade routes and shit. I was fucking like almost like the entire list was just like all green. And then fucking like, all right, it came up to a spot where one of the books I needed, I was like making my way towards it, and I'm like fucking like, oh, I gotta fight this guy's army, but he's in like somebody else's territory. I don't have fucking military access to. And then like, all right, well, whatever, dude. So I'll fucking just go and like fight and just fight him, I guess. So I did that, and fucking like, I don't even know if I fucking clicked on like the right army. It was just fucking, it was one of those deals where it was just like a clusterfuck of like three different factions just kind of like fighting each other, and like one, like outside of one town. Just like, you know, but like three different armies and shit, just like right there. I'm like, all right, I think I clicked on the guys I have to get the book from. I'm not even sure. And just fucking, do you want to declare war? I'm like, yeah, I guess. And then fucking like, I might have fought the wrong army. I have no idea. It's like a three fucking faction clusterfuck there. And then, yeah, I tell, it's like, yeah, yeah, it's considered hostile attacking them. But I mean, that's what I have to do to fucking complete my objective, I guess. So, I do that. It was just like fucking like dominoes. Like every faction in the game just fucking just like one after the other just fucking declaring war on me. It was fucking like, oh, you broke your fucking pact, and you know, just fucking everybody, just entire fucking world at war, total war, you would say. So I guess it's not enough to just fucking like open up and just you know, open up the fucking diplomacy menu and declare war on somebody and then fucking attack them the next turn. Like, I think you're supposed to, like, step by step, like, cancel. It's like, I'm going to cancel my trade agreement and fucking revoke military access and so on. And then, like, I don't know, wait a little bit, like, wait a couple turns and then fucking go to war with them. I'm still not entirely fucking clear about that. It's a fucking complex game, man. Or just fuck it, you know what I mean? Just fucking stab everybody in the back and, like, murder them. Because, again, it's called total war, not fucking total diplomacy. So, yeah, but other than that fucking setback, where, like, you know, two of my armies that were up there got fucking, like, surrounded and fucking wiped out and shit. Out in the middle of fucking nowhere trying to get that book. That wasn't good, but other than that, it's like fucking like, yeah, whatever. Again, just fucking just, it was a pretty straightforward expansion. Just fucking good old fashioned fucking conquering fucking one faction at a time. Just take them out and fucking occupy their cities and move on. I would say that the Tomb Kings are probably the easiest faction to play. I mean, the other ones have, like, I don't know, like 50 different fucking meters and fucking needs and modifiers you're keeping track of, but these guys here, I mean, everything's just, it seems like it's just like additive, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, oh, just again, just keep building, like everything, you're not, it's not really like a drawback to building anything, so you're not fucking paying money for anything, so you just keep fucking expanding. You know, you grow stronger fucking consistently. You can't really fuck it up too bad, like, strategically. You just, yeah, I mean, the only thing I felt like kind of retarded for doing was towards the end, right? I could have just, like, gone to the final mission and fucking ended the game. I noticed there was, like a unique battle, like, that I could do, but it was, like, way the fuck up north, like, no real reason for me to go do it at that point. It was just fucking, like, I get pretty good unit, like, I'm at, like, the end, like, I think I have, like, every fucking technology unlocked and shit, and it's, like, all my armies are full fucking everything. All my, you know, all the shit that I could have built, like, the good units were all fucking, like, capped out and shit, so it's, like, there's really no reason for me to go fucking, like, do that shit, but other than to see, like, the cutscene and get, like, a piece of, like, unique fucking gear from it, but I didn't really need it at that point. I probably fucking had better gear anyway, but I'm like, I don't know, dude. I kind of, as I'm playing this fucking campaign, I kind of want to see the fucking, the unique, like, campaign mission, you know what I mean? So, so I went for that again. Like, you know, they start off at, like, almost, like, the southernmost point of the map, and, like, the unique mission was, like, almost all the way up north, so yeah, little newbie thing to do, but I had no idea. I spent, like, so much time, like, hours wasted, like, just being extra careful about getting my best general up there. I think, like, you need that specific fucking general, like, the guy you start the campaign with. I think he has to do it anyway, but yeah, I'm, like, fucking, like, I kept, like, moving them up, like, incrementally, like, you know, turn by turn, and moving, like, four other, you know, most of my army up there to support them, so it's fucking, you know, I raised, like, four fucking full stacks up, like, methodically moving them up simultaneously, turn by turn, covering each other so they didn't get fucking, like, ambushed by anybody along the way. And then I'm like, fucking again, it took like, you know, an hour to fucking get up there and just fucking, you know, get to the battle, fucking line them up again. It's like, all right, I have to make sure, like, the guy I need to like initiate the battle was, I have to like set up everybody around him and make him in fucking like different stances. And like, all right, just fucking finally get the main guy going, fucking activate the mission. And like fucking, like, oh, he's gonna have these four other armies to like reinforce him too, so they just be able to fucking run right through this. And you can't do that. Yeah, you can't bring any fucking reinforcements with you into the fucking those battles. So yeah, it's like a solo mission you have to go through. Just I should have just given them like the strongest units I had, and you know, would have taken like half the time to go up there and do that. But live and learn, I guess. So yeah, that took me like 20 minutes or whatever, like 20 minutes, half an hour to like get him back to like the final battle all the way to the fucking south, which that was pretty cool though. Like the last fucking mission you do once you have all the books and shit, and then it opens up like, all right, there's like a black pyramid, you know, that you kind of started at. And that like, you know, opens like the pyramid fucking opens up and shit, and the top like floats, and you just got to go fucking fight a battle there. And you know, you can, you know, again, you only control like the one army, but then you go into that battle, you're supported by two other like big armies that are AI controlled, and this giant fight. And like on the map itself, like that fucking, that big fucking black pyramid's like in the background, it's like floating and shit. And loaded my units up again. I was like, this is like I actually learned from doing the fucking, you know, that unique battle up there. I was like, well, I'm only going to be able to take this one guy, so I'm just fucking I just loaded him up with like all the fucking heavy units and shit. So it's pretty nice. You know, it's fucking big fucking war sphinxes just charging into fucking dudes and fucking plowing them over, fucking sending him flying in the air. And I was having these fucking battles where it'd be just fucking, you know, the enemy leader was left on the field, and, you know, he's just getting like pinned and just like tossed around and shit. Yeah, which is, yeah, that's like when you can really like fucking like zoom in close and like appreciate like the animations, the blood and the gore and shit. I had one where like my general was fucking like shield bashing the other guy, like the other general, and was fucking like zoomed in and shit. Just fucking, you just see him like go down and like bash the dude in the fucking head with the shield. His fucking head like comes off and shit. And just like, it's awesome, dude. But yeah, Total War is fucking awesome. Yeah, once you take the time to like really, again, you have to like dig in, get into it and shit, and then you get fucking sucked into it. It just becomes like a fucking unreal like addiction where it's, you know, it's just hard to stop fucking playing. You're like planning like 8 steps ahead of yourself. And yeah, I usually fuck up around like step 2 of my plans, but you know, at least I have like something planned anyway. So I beat that. I beat the fucking the Tomb King's campaign, and I'm like, all right, well, I should probably stop and play something else. I'm like, oh, I kind of want to check out the Skaven. Like, I don't have tried that. I'm like, I'll try like a Skaven campaign. So I started that up, and then I'm like, pretty early on, I'm like, well, this is fucking much more complicated. Like, I still fucking felt lost there. Like, back to trying to fucking manage like the budget and their fucking food reserves, and fucking like, oh, this Skaven corruption does this or that or whatever. And like, I don't know where I am with that exactly, but I'm sure I'll fuck that up. But hey, you know, I can always fucking rage quit and play new games pretty soon anyway, so that's always my out. So yeah, I also stumbled across a Doom mod that I want to check out. Again, just after that badass fucking Streets of Rage remake, I'll admit, you know, I'm getting a bit more open to like the modding community and shit. Yeah, you know, I saw a video from GGG Man Lives, who I've talked about on here more than a few times. The guy's a fucking amazing video reviewer. He's real good. So yeah, he was playing like a Doom mod, which, you know, the original fucking Doom, or I guess like Doom 2 is the one that people mod all the time. And yeah, somebody made like a new Wolfenstein game with it, like, you know, just done in the Doom engine, like a full blown, like it has like fleshed out fucking story and fucking NPC dialogue and, you know, stealth levels and on rail sections and shit. Looks fucking badass. Yeah, it's called Blade of Agony. And yeah, it looks fucking a lot better than the last fucking piece of shit fucking real Wolfenstein game that came out, that's for sure. So yeah, I looked into how to get it. Again, it's not very difficult. You just fucking Google it, or, you know, again, watch that guy's video, fucking GGG Man Lives on fucking YouTube. And again, he's one of the good ones. So he's fucking like a good reviewer. There's a link in the fucking description of that video. Yeah, I mean, just fucking download the free. It's like, hey, here's the free fucking full version. Just fucking grab it, unzip it, and there you go. It kept getting blocked by like my antivirus fucking bullshit. So we had to like turn that off for when you like unzip the folder or whatever. But yeah, apparently that's just because of like it's like a false fucking thing that comes up. It's just because the shortcut that it uses has like a custom icon or some bullshit. So I think it's okay. I don't think it's a fucking virus. Like, it should be fine and shit. Like, the guy who made it was just like, no. Like, don't worry about it. Again, it's like fucking 1,000 people playing it and shit. And like, no, it's fine. So I'm pretty sure you're in the clear there. So I'm going to try to play that this week. Waiting for Spider-Man to come out on a Friday because Nips and their fucking Friday releases, have to be fucking artsy hipstery fucking indie game guy in the meantime. Again, there's a couple like weird fucking small like mods and shit, and I've been looking at. I'll probably play more Total War, and yeah, who knows what else? Who knows what the future holds? Absolute Deicide knows. GruntFreePress.com knows. If you know, you can send your best predictions to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. You know, will my ass stop leaking fucking blood and pus anytime in the near future, and hopefully stop reeking of fucking rotting meat? Can I say fucking cyberpunk only looks good on the internet and not fucking like amazingly fucking life-changing and not get fucking labeled a hater for it? I mean, that won't happen, but I mean, that's like the new Prometheus, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, if you don't think Prometheus is the worst thing in the world, the worst fucking movie ever made, you know, you're a piece of shit. If you don't think fucking Cyberpunk 27 is the next fucking god game, you're a piece of shit. I don't know, as always, just go fuck yourself. That's the easiest way to deal with any of that.
Yeah. right here 20 years ago.
Right here, Mom?
Mm-hmm. You just can't imagine what it felt like.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I don't want to die, but send me on a long vacation. I ain't worried about it.